across the country to him. He always has a very unique approach and explanation of many of the events. And it's not simply what's happening, but why are these things happening, and what are the implications? And, of course, Joel recognizes the fact that there are forces behind the scenes which really make mockery of the electoral process, control both sides of the political spectrum, and, of course, have a different agenda. Well, with that as a background, Joel, thanks so much for being with us again. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, go right ahead.
Okay, well, you know, the one thing that's become very impressive to me about the ability is the ability of the powers that be to manipulate people's opinion. Very simply, you know, I used to think that there was maybe a sizable minority that were swing voters that could be influenced by the media, but the latest events and how they have manipulated public opinion and the up and down between Rudy Giuliani and McCain have shown that they can swing a majority of voters by their perceptions of front runners. And as I thought about how this happens, I thought, you know, let's compare the people who are switching back and forth, you know, depending on the media perception of who's the front runner, which is just millions of people, compared to the Ron Paul supporters. I mean, Ron Paul supporters don't go away even when he's losing. I mean, these people know his agenda. They know his platform. They know everything about Ron Paul. They are dedicated to it. They're thinking people. And you have to ask yourself, why is it that it's so difficult, and I've had personal experience with this, getting people to change to Ron Paul even when they agree with his positions? I don't know if you've come run into that, but, you know, there are people, and I've talked to several Ron Paul supporters that say when they're going canvassing door to door, they talk to a person and say, well, you obviously agree with Ron Paul. And they say, well, who? Explain who Ron Paul is, and try to get them to commit to vote that he agrees with every one of the principles that this person at the door mentioned. They say, oh, no, I can't do that. And they just show this resistance. Even
well,
when someone...
idea that since he can't win, they want to vote for somebody that can win, without realizing that, of course, he can't win if people don't vote for him. And it is many times it's even the conservative movement. And I was reading one of the conservative magazines, most prominent in the country today, probably the largest circulated conservative magazine, Ron Paul's picture on the front saying he can't win, but, you know, and, you know, they've been planted that idea that he can't win. Of course he can't win if people who agree with him don't vote for him, because they, you know, really have given themselves over to being manipulated by the controlled media.
You know, there's another, that truly is a very real point, especially when it comes down to the threat of Hillary Clinton winning if we throw our votes away, so to speak, to a principled person who can't win. That's always played very well with, it's a fear tactic, basically, fear of Hillary Clinton. And they'll use that to a great extent for any of the Constitutional Party candidate or Ron Paul if he decides to do an independent run. But there's another aspect psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually that is very telling about American people. It is an intellectual laziness to justify their position to other people. They picture trying to tell their family why they're switching to Ron Paul, and, oh, I'm going to have to remember what stands for. I'm going to have to remember what he, I'm going to have to get up to date on. I'm going to have to be able to justify this. And people shudder at that thought. You know, it's incredible how people say to themselves, oh, I'm just going to say John McCain because everybody knows about John McCain and he's the front runner, and so I don't have to explain myself. There's a lot of that going on, Dr. Stan, a lot of laziness in people that they simply don't want to be bothered to have to learn a new position and to justify it to their friends, especially when their friends, you know, will have the same opinion and they're sticking to something that is, you know, these sound bites, he can win, they tell him on the news, you know, John McCain shows that he's the best one that can win against Hillary. Well, that's balderdash. In fact, their positions are not very, very far apart. But in any case, I'm afraid that we're dealing with a problem that is endemic to our non-thinking, dumbed-down society.
Well, I don't think there's a great deal of difference between John McCain and Hillary Clinton. And, you know, they say, well, John McCain always likes to, you know, get things done, so he reaches across the aisle. No, he reaches across the aisle because he's in many respects very close, so closer to the Democrats than he is to the conservative wing of the Republican Party.
I mean, we know now that he held secret talks with the John Kerry campaign and was lobbying to be John Kerry's vice president.
Isn't that amazing?
Kerry were to win. So this is the kind of person we're dealing with. But my main concentration for the last few briefs, and we're getting more and more evidence to back up this proposition, is to see the amazing amount of manipulation that the media is capable of throwing at the American vote, and it works. You know, watching this political circus is an amazing, if not agonizing, task, Dr. Stan. We saw Rudy Giuliani, the establishment's pre-election favorite, and that was only because the media said so, go from front-runner status, polling supposedly in the 40% to 50% range for Republicans, to a disastrous showing in the primaries below 3%. Now, how does this happen? I mean, he garnered less votes than Ron Paul, who was systematically denied any media coverage. Well, either the public is fickle or the media polls were just plain manipulated, that in fact there wasn't that kind of support for Rudy Giuliani. I cannot believe that the few reports which were downplayed by the media about his indiscretions, whether it's the relationship with Bernie Kerik or, the big one, of course, was using public security funds to pay for trysts between he and his mistress, which he is now supposedly married. But, there's the cross-dresser Stratus. He's got a lot of baggage to him, but that certainly has been known, most of that, before the polls, claiming that he was a front runner. So for him to actually have no showing in the votes indicates manipulation.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. I sometimes think we live in a world gone mad.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and just before we went to the break, I commented, you know, sometimes I think we live in a world gone mad, and of course, Other times, I'm absolutely certain of it. Well, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and he's discussing, I mean, why it is that, you know, that the polls were so far off on Giuliani. They said, oh, my goodness, you know, before the election, or at the beginning of the election, why, almost 40% of the people, 50% of the people behind Giuliani, and yet when we got to the actual elections, you know, he lost. He had got far less in many states than Ron Paul, even though the media was constantly building up Giuliani and hardly mentioned Ron Paul. So you pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, I do think that there is, you know, just as polls can, I mean, elections can be manipulated, so can polling. Polling is very susceptible. There's subtle manipulation by the way that they word questions, the way the number, or the way that they place a name before people. If they put Rudy Giuliani first, it kind of stays in their mind, and that's the first thing they bring, or last. Just before they ask the question, who would you vote for, often that will induce people to bring that name up. But I think it's much easier for them to do computer manipulation now. That is, after these polling companies, of course, keep track computer-wise of who they telephone, who responds, and how they respond, and they can very easily set their computers to categorize those calls and to shift calling instead of being absolutely random. You know, they can insert programs that even the operator may think, or the one who's doing the polling may think it's producing a random number to them, but those computers can produce non-random results if they want to skew the polls to a certain degree. They end up calling a majority of people who have in prior times voted for or said yes about Giuliani or shown some favoritism there. But in any case, you know, this wasn't all that indicated manipulation. All of a sudden, when I think the powers that be realized that Giuliani simply wasn't going to make it, they had a problem, because Mitt Romney, an outsider, trying to buy his way into the inside, taking all the establishment positions, but still an outsider, was the threat to inherit the front running just by the fact that Giuliani wasn't going to show up. And John McCain, their other boy, who was, who has worked hand in glove with them in subverting American liberty and, the laundry list of his collusion with the establishment goes back many, many years. His numbers were in the hole as well. He had no funding. He wasn't registering on the polls, especially in Iowa, and he did have some base in New Hampshire because he had won that New Hampshire, but Iowa was going to be a disaster for McCain. But they had no choice but to try to pick McCain up from nowhere, and it's amazing to see the media coverage saying, John McCain pulls off a miracle. Well, John McCain had nothing to do with it. It was six major newspapers around the United States that came out all unanimously and endorsed John McCain, including the Des Moines Register, to try to influence the vote in Iowa. And the Des Moines Register had not been leaning toward McCain prior to that, nor to Hillary Clinton, who they also endorsed. But this was a very, very unsubtle way to all of a sudden boost someone's candidacy, is to have major endorsements like that. And those endorsements have continued to come forward, including the New York Times, which was a real slap in the face to Giuliani that they would come and endorse McCain. And then there, leading up to the Florida primary, you had the endorsements of gay Governor Charlie Crist of Florida, and Mel Martinez, Senator Mel Martinez of the Orlando area, the presumed conservative Republican governor, of course, who is no real conservative, boosted McCain over Romney in all of the areas that Romney normally would have done well, especially Orlando, where Romney was supposed to outpoll McCain significantly. McCain came up even with him. And then there was the Huckabee factor. Huckabee has stayed in this race with very little support in Florida, specifically to act as a spoiler on Mitt Romney. In all of the northern counties, which are normally the most conservative in Florida, who would have gone for Romney, almost half of those went to McCain simply because Huckabee pulled down the vote. Some of them even went to Huckabee, pulled down the vote away from Romney. Huckabee is not pulling away from McCain. In fact, Huckabee was acting as kind of a cheerleader for John McCain during the entire election, saying nice things about him and telling what good friends they were. It never had any criticism, and both of them, of course, were ganging up on Mitt Romney. So this is the way that it came out in Florida. Of course, Mitt Romney lost to McCain 36 to 31%. Giuliani came up with a miserable 14%. Huckabee followed with 13%. And Giuliani decides to quit the race, but not until he flies out to California to offer a huge endorsement for John McCain right before he goes into the national MSNBC debates. And then, of course, yesterday we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's really a pocket globalist after he's met with the Bilderbergers in 2005 and the Rothschilds and Warren Buffett and many other people. He was allowed into the club. And he's been following, whether it's global warming or more deficit spending in California or endorsements of John McCain, he's become a real yes man for the establishment. One of the interesting litmus tests that I have seen in this campaign is that, you know, here's a man, John McCain, who has been the anathema of the conservatives in the Republican Party, being shoved down their throat as their only choice now. And that's how they're trying to play it. But it's interesting that there are many previous neocon cheerleaders like Ann Coulter on Newsmax.com and others who are out for Mitt Romney and not for John McCain. And as one of my subscribers pointed out, you know, doesn't this indicate that she, in fact, isn't really part of the establishment? And I think it does. In other words, everyone who's really a part of the establishment, who's an insider, has gotten the word, you got to push for McCain. Those that have simply been duped into following the neocon agenda for patriotic reasons, defending George Bush for the appearance of defending the Republican Party, and are not privy to this insider kingmaker plan, have not been for McCain. So it's kind of an interesting way to be able, a litmus test, to be able to see where people really stand. Of course, Rush Limbaugh, who's a real sellout to the globalists, has come out for McCain. And so we're getting to see who's who in the political establishment.
Well, it's a fascinating thing as you just see how this whole thing is played out, and you realize that there's an invisible hand behind it manipulating everything. But as you point out, and what's really so discouraging, is they are so readily able to manipulate the American public.
Yes, and, you know, it's not going to stop. I don't know how they're going to handle the skeletons in John McCain's closet. Of course, they've done their very best to discredit his critics. You know, there is this website, Veterans Against John McCain. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the leader of that website has had various indiscretions in the past, in terms of playing fast and loose with the facts, trying to, and there's a lot of debunkers on the internet who are busy debunking this website. So they're actively trying to keep a swift boat type campaign from sinking the candidacy of McCain. But his legacy really shows a carousing background. He was a Navy fighter pilot at the same time I was in Vietnam, and this was the Tailhook Convention, where, as you remember, a lot of Navy pilots at this Tailhook Convention, which is a convention specifically for naval aviators. It was a very raunchy, carousing type thing, and there was many indiscretions that occurred that finally broke into the public. And so the Navy really had to clamp down on the officer misconduct at these affairs. But before that time, I'll tell you, it was just as bad as Tailhook. I mean, I joined my squadron it was an F-4 fighter squadron in Hawaii at the time that my squadron had just come back from Vietnam. And the habits these people had developed over there in terms of immorality and drinking and carousing was just incredible, including the commanding officer. He was the ringleader, in fact, and it was just embarrassing for a Christian, and there were several of us that were Christians in the squadron who I kind of was the ringleader to get them all to stop going to these official functions. And these were official functions that you were supposed to go to, even ones that had prostitutes at them, and we just refused. And I'll tell you, these squadron leaders, the old-time carousers, just got incensed that someone would disapprove. And there was a real royal fight that went on, and it was very sad because when you appealed, we lost our battles and appealed to the commanding general, and he was backing up the squadron commander right and left. Now, all that is kind of stopped, at least on the surface. Some of that occurs in, you know, underneath the table, but they've had to be very careful never to openly do or condone what they used to because of what had to happen. But so, you see, John McCain came from that era, and he was, according to several biographies, a heavy drinker, womanizer, and he lost four airplanes before he went to Vietnam. And from two of those cases, as I've looked at him as a pilot, were for malfeasance. It's a very typical thing that happens when you have this Top Gun attitude. And if anyone's seen the movie Top Gun with Tom Cruise, I want to tell you, as a former pilot, it's those kind of carousing, hard-drinking people that don't make good fighter pilots. Those of us who don't drink and who get a good night's sleep always can beat them in the air because we can perform better and our mind is clearer, given relatively equal abilities. They simply cannot compete. But there was an awful lot of messing around that goes on with multi-million dollar government airplanes that really should not be condoned. And, of course, his womanizing and immoral behavior came back to haunt him as, he came back from his POW experience, which was really not all that flattering for John McCain. He was tortured, it is true, but that torture stopped when he apparently, according to his fellow compatriots, made some kind of deal with his captors because he got easy treatment for the rest of the time, and a lot of them did not. In any case, it came back. His wife, who had been a fairly glamorous model when he married her, had had a catastrophic automobile accident, some surgery. She was some 4 inches shorter in stature and had gained weight and was really a problem. And he ended up divorcing her marrying Cindy Hensley, which was a well-established into the Arizona Liberal Republican Club, and that's how he got his entrance into his congressional run, and then later the wealth of that family financed his Senate run. So John McCain is not a moral individual. He's not someone who certainly represents conservative values, and a lot of conservative Republicans are very much against him. And I know that there are some that have said, there's very, very bad blood. The only way that they'll get to accept him, of course, if he is the presumed front runner. And the only other choice is Hillary Clinton. That always works towards getting conservative Republicans to toe the line.
Well, as I said on our program yesterday, obviously the neocons want to know what's going to happen. And so Gary Bauer, who is a neocon, a founding member of the Project for the New American Century, sent out emails. First time I've gotten an email from him. I get a daily fax, but the first time I've gotten an email asking, if you have a choice, between Hillary and McCain, who will you vote for? And then, of course, the clincher was, who would you vote for, Hillary, McCain, or a third-party candidate? And, of course, I wrote down a third-party candidate. I think they're worried to death about the possibility of a third-party challenge to the establishment's two candidates, Hillary and John McCain. We'll be right back here in just a moment.
Of ask this question and feel they haven't received an adequate answer, the best thing you can do is to teach your child to simply say yes to life and no to drugs. It's simple and it's effective. That's courtesy of Richie's Ready Mixed Concrete, serving Yuma and all of Washington County. Headquarters for fast, dependable radio dispatch delivery. To have your next commercial, industrial, municipal, or residential construction project estimated, call 848-5451. That's 848-5451. Or visit them at www.richiesconcrete@plains.net. Mention this ad and receive a 3% discount on your next project.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, of course, is Joel Skousen. And before we go on, Joel, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they could either get a copy of the World Affairs Brief, and I hope they'll want to subscribe to it.
Well, I hope so, too. I spend a lot of effort each week trying to analyze the news and add things that you won't find in conventional news sources. We start out in the World Affairs Brief with posting throughout the week all of the best of the conventional sources, that is, with the least distortion in it. So you do get a good pre-filtered view of the best news when you go to World Affairs Brief and click on the rolling list of top news stories each day. But every Friday I analyze those and other news stories and put together a package in a neat, small, concise way of looking at the election, looking at the State of the Union address, looking at the attempt this week we're talking about, a further attempt by the administration to grant immunity to the egregious violations of law by telephone companies. We're talking about John McCain and giving background so that they'll understand how dangerous this man is to the continuation of the globalist agenda, or in furthering the globalist agenda. If people want to get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send out a sample issue for them so that they can take a look and decide if they'd like to subscribe.
And once again, I would mention to our listeners that every morning after I finish my emails, I go to the website, and, of course, there are listed the various subjects, various articles from across America, across the world, Asia times, India times, you know, information you're not going to get ordinarily, you know, about what's going on in the world. And I scan down through that, pull up half a dozen of the articles, copy them, and read them. An excellent source of the information that Rush Limbaugh is never going to tell you. So let me suggest you go to the website, get in the habit of going there, and who knows, maybe you'd like to subscribe to the World Affairs Brief, which I read regularly when it comes in every Friday. So anyway, go ahead, Joel.
Well, we were talking about John McCain and his record. Here's just a few highlights that I've garnered from his record on immigration. He wrote the bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants, co-sponsored by Ted Kennedy. On Social Security, he voted to give Social Security money to illegal immigrants. On taxes, he's voted against the Bush tax cuts multiple times. He's since flip-flopped, of course, and claimed in his campaign that he's a lifelong tax cutter, which is just baloney. On the economy, as recently as December, he admitted he doesn't know very much about how the economy works. Of course, nobody does. It's so complex now. Only Ron Paul really is adequate in his knowledge to understand what the real problem is. And he has said on that debate, for example, he says, we're bankrupt. And here you are frittering away and arguing away about the details of our demise and how to spend money in Iraq and build up more troops. We're bankrupt. We've got major problems we should be discussing rather than this who said what type thing. It was, got a tremendous amount of applause for that. On the First Amendment, McCain wrote the McCain-Feingold campaign finance bill, which has been a disaster in terms of an unconstitutional infringement of the First Amendment of people like you and I and our ability within 30 days of a campaign to even comment about things has been restricted by McCain-Feingold, and it has done nothing to stop the under-the-table payments that lobbyists are capable of throwing at our congressmen, as we found out in the Duke Cunningham and Abraham scandals. On the Second Amendment, he's called the worst Second Amendment candidate by the president of the NRA. Energy tax, he wrote a bill co-sponsored by his buddy Senator Lieberman imposing a massive tax on energy, which would drastically raise the price of gasoline and put many Americans out of work with those increased costs. Global warming is a supporter of radical global warming legislation. He votes consistently with the Democrats on this. And on judges, he joined forces with the Democrats, the Gang of 14, to block the Senate Republicans' attempt to confirm nominations for the bench that were strict constitutionalists. On the war on terror, he fought with Hillary Clinton to demand that terrorists be given a full American trial. On gay marriage, he joined liberals to fight against a federal marriage amendment. Christians, in campaigning in 2000, he famously described Christian leaders as agents of intolerance. On his pro-life status, he filed an amicus brief against pro-life advocates in Wisconsin. On professional ethics, of course, he's a ringleader of the infamous Keating Five ethics scandal, which cost U.S. taxpayers a bailout of $160 billion, and he was part of that. From the very beginning of his political career, he's been dealing with Keating in Arizona and was the recipient of a lot of money from that. And, of course, on personal ethics, he's cheated on his first wife, had many, many extramarital affairs, divorced her after her accident, married the multimillionaire mistress whose daddy bought McCain a spot in Congress. So this is not the kind of moral conservatives that the conservatives in the Republican Party are going to easily support, but they will do so if they are given him as the only choice between he and Hillary Clinton. You know, as even John Broder of the New York Times wrote, he said, Mr. McCain, who's delighted in sticking his thumb in the eye of mainstream Republicans throughout his political career, is now accumulating a base of support among party regulars who see him as the strongest general election candidate remaining in the Republican field. And this is just simply untrue. McCain's support comes almost exclusively from the same insiders who were promoting Giuliani. They've simply switched to McCain now that Giuliani isn't going to make the cut. Now, I don't pretend to know who's actually making the telephone calls that turns out these perfectly timed endorsements, but I know that something's going on behind the scenes because, it's too good to be true. Even John McCain did not know, apparently, that Governor Charlie Crist of Florida was going to give his nomination. So So obviously somebody's working behind the scenes, you know, with him on that. You know, it's interesting, though, that, you know, Mitt Romney is the one to beat, the one that they are concentrating all their forces to. What they're trying to do in terms of delegates in this convention is to make sure that McCain, after this series of Super Tuesday and a few other primaries, gets past the full majority so that there's no bargaining. They don't want to have a brokered convention where Romney has a say in who gets chosen. He may not be able to win, but he can stop someone else from getting their majority until, you know, that's where they broker deals. It's kind of the only thing that we have in the United States that is similar to normal parliamentary system politics, where small minority parties have to join forces with other larger minority parties in order to form a majority government. And they can exact some very strict concessions from them, which gives small parties sometimes larger-than-life power. In our system of winner-take-all, unless you get a majority, you simply don't have any power. There's some real disadvantages with our system because there's no, you know, people like us on the constitutional right have always been disenfranchised. You know, even when we got someone who was amenable to our position in Ronald Reagan, he was so very strongly co-opted by taking on George Bush and his CFR associates who ran his administration. There were even a clique of homosexuals in the Reagan administration, which shocks many people.
Well, we'll be back here in just a minute with Joel Skousen to wrap up this morning's program. Hang on there.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. As parents, we try to make sure our children grow up in an environment that is safe. Each year, many American children ruin their lives through the abuse of drugs. We can't shield our children from all that's wrong, but we can take the time to encourage our children to say yes to life, education, and a great future, and no to drugs. That's from the book Nook, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at the Book Nook at 304 Main Street in Fort Morgan. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, and go right ahead, Joel.
Okay, let's see. Well, we're talking about Republican primaries, and what was very interesting that happened after the Florida primary, of course, we had Giuliani quit the race and throw his weight behind John McCain. But strangely enough, we find Governor Mike Huckabee, who had even less support than Romney and has no money as well, saying, I'm going to stay in the race for good. Now, I think there's something suspicious going on. I think that the powers that be know that Huckabee is essential to be in the race to keep in a head-to-head contest, without the spoiler role of Huckabee, Romney's going to beat McCain in almost all jurisdictions. But you throw in the Huckabee factor, especially in the six Southern primaries coming up in Super Tuesday, and he's going to draw votes away from McCain. That's the reason Huckabee is being encouraged to stay in this race for as long as it takes.
Votes away from Romney.
What did I say?
McCain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes,
right.
Draw votes away from
I knew what
Romney.
You meant. I just want to make sure the audience understands that this is an effort to get McCain elected to draw votes away from Romney.
That's correct. And that's the essential key thing, because McCain is so suspected among conservative Republicans that they would, if it were a head-to-head contest between McCain and Romney, Romney would win. They want to make sure that they continue to throw this election toward McCain until he gets a majority of caucus votes, and then there will be no brokered convention. Neither Ron Paul nor Huckabee nor Romney will have any say, because it will be a slam dunk for John McCain, and then conservatives are stuck with either McCain or Hillary Clinton, and that's not a good choice.
It's sort of like being shot or being hung. Which one do you want? I don't like either choice.
Well, certainly there's going to be, some third-party candidacy. I don't think they're going to do well, once again, because the hate factor, the fear factor of a Hillary Clinton presidency is so high. They still cannot convince Republicans and conservatives that they really would be much better off with a Hillary Clinton, because at least conservatives would begin to fight once again, to fight against the establishment. And there might be a chance for a further resurgence of conservative thought in the next 4 years. This particular election is going to produce a president for the next 4 years. If John McCain, he's going to be one of the perfect ones to further the war agenda. As some of the British commentators said, this is like George Bush on steroids. He has had a tremendous amount of whipped up enthusiasm for bombing Iran. He was even shown on a YouTube video of chanting in the style of the Beach Boys song "Barbaran," of "Bomb Bomb Iran," and this is just so unprofessional for a presidential candidate to sit there and engage when we're talking about the lives of thousands of people at stake here and chanting a song about war. This is the kind of wild card that McCain is. He may be what he claims to be, straight talker, but he's doing anything but straight talk, and if anything, it's shooting from the hip. This is a very dangerous person to have as president. But that's what they need. They need a person who can stand up and say, look, I'm a military man, I know how to be commander-in-chief, and I'm telling you, we got a real problem here. And he will get the United States into that knee-jerk patriotic reaction that's going to be so dangerous. So this is very, very dangerous for us as a people. But they still have their hands full trying to convince the conservatives. As former Education Commissioner Bill Bennett said, the anger and bitterness towards John McCain is extraordinary among Bush conservatives. Well, Bush conservatives are not constitutional conservatives who are almost uniformly going for Ron Paul. Sandy, Ron Paul only got 3% in Florida, but as I've analyzed our position for many years, clear back in the 1980s when I was chairman of the Conservative National Committee and did significant polling with Richard Viguerie when I was editor of Conservative Digest. He had all of these mailing list names of Reagan Republicans to work from that he had inherited. And we did significant polling of how many conservatives would be willing to take a no-compromise approach on the Reagan administration, to make sure that we make no further compromises on taxes and giving in to the Soviets and foreign policy and many other things in the economy. And barely 5% of the respondents, and they were fervent about it, but it was still barely 5% of conservatives wanted to take a no-compromise approach and be willing to go into defeat rather than compromise on these major issues. That equates to, about 2% of Americans. And so, in a Republican primary, to get 3% for Ron Paul is pretty much right on target about the kind of the small degree of thinking, principled people that we have. Now, obviously, the amount of good people in the Republican are much greater than 3%. But that's why I think this psychology of the fear of trying to, and the laziness of having to go through and analyze the position of a thinker like Ron Paul, change your opinions, justify those opinions to your friends and neighbors, is just apparently too much in our soft society, even for good people to do. A sad commentary.
It is, but this is the hand we've been dealt, and we have to do the best we can and just one by one try to win people back to an understanding of what freedom is really all about and how fortunate we are to have a Constitution, and yet most people don't even understand it.
Well, the last sad story I want to cover in our interview today is Attorney General Mukasey's extraordinarily agonizing testimony on waterboarding. You know, Patrick Leahy insisted that waterboarding has been recognized in, this was in the hearing with Mukasey, for torture for the last 500 years. And Nate Mukasey told senators he was not sure it really was torture. And Senator Kennedy took a different tactic. He said, now, would waterboarding be torture if it was used on you? And he said, flatly, I feel it would be. But he then insisted that his words do not constitute a legal opinion. Now, here's the Attorney General of the United States saying that his opinion doesn't count for anything legally. Kennedy responded, well, it's like you saying you're opposed to stealing but aren't sure if bank robbery would qualify as stealing. And it just marvelous. I mean, I thought, for once in my life, I found something to laugh about and applaud in a statement by this reprehensible senator.
We're out of time. God bless. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, if you'd really like to understand how the electoral system works, you really need to get the book written by Professor Carol Quigley, who was a liberal professor at Harvard and at Princeton before he went to Georgetown University and met Bill Clinton. And, of course, he was Bill Clinton's mentor. He told Bill, who really runs the world, told Bill about the secret society that became the Council on Foreign Relations, and told Bill that the way to get into this whole group was to become a Rhodes Scholar, and even wrote the recommendations so Bill could go off to Oxford and become a Rhodes Scholar. But on Professor Quigley wrote a book called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. It is probably the single most important book in my library, at least one of the five most important books. And the book was suppressed for many years. We have an interview with Professor Quigley, which you can get through Radio Liberty, where he tells how his book was suppressed. And of course, he has total disdain for conservative people like you and me, the petty bourgeois who voted for Barry Goldwater. But there on pages 1247 and 1248 of his book, he explains the electoral process. Two political parties exactly the same, so that the public can go to the polls every 4 years and throw the rascals out, but nothing really changes. Tragedy and Hope is available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and you can get the special, which includes the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and the interview with Professor Quigley. Fascinating insight into this liberal professor's mind, but brilliant. Because as he points out in his book, most people really believe that Eastern Europe and China went communist after the Second World War because there were communists working in the government. And there were communists working in the government, but they weren't the ones who were directing the policy. They were there as a cover for the Anglo-American establishment, which really were running what was going on. And, of course, they are still running what's going on. They're running John McCain, who was a member of the CFR, as was Fred Thompson. But, of course, the average American that doesn't understand the implications of what's going on. Then, of course, you need to get my little pamphlet called The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, pointing out how we finance communism from its inception. We carry the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, and then the book Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler is so important because we financed Adolf Hitler. It was American corporations that not only produced the war materials for Hitler before the war, but all during the war. But then, of course, we can't let the American people understand how things really go. We can't let them think about today when we're selling all sorts of sophisticated weapons to Saudi Arabia, guided bombs. Who's Saudi Arabia going to use those on? Why on our troops and on Israel when the next war comes? So we're building up our enemies as we're building up communist China today, as we're building up communist Russia today in preparation for the next war. It's the oldest idea of the best enemies money could buy. We've got a great video by that title, or DVD, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free catalog of our products or a free newsletter, we'll be glad to send it to you, especially get my December newsletter, which, is, of course, is the address given by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez last October, where he explains about Iraq. It's a no-win war. We're not there to win. Well, pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Until Monday, when we'll be back again. May the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation.